Elected officials of all political persuasions have vowed to deliver property tax relief to Vermonters next year. And they're about to find out how difficult it'll be to keep that promise. Next week, the Department of Taxes will issue a highly anticipated letter that will give lawmakers, school boards, and the public their first look at how much property taxes are expected to rise next year. And that projection will figure heavily in the upcoming legislative debate over how to contain education costs that led to a nearly 14% increase in property taxes this year. Vermont Public's Pete Hirschfeld has been talking to policymakers about the so-called December 1st letter, and he's here to walk us through its significance. Hi there, Pete.
Hello, Mary.
We're still more than 3 months away from school budget votes. How is the tax department able to predict what next year's spending will look like this early on in the process?
So it's actually the tax department, the agency of education, and financial analysts for the legislature that are all working together right now to come up with what will be a very educated guess at how much property taxes will go up next year. The primary variable they're tracking down is how much school budgets are going to rise. They do this by sending surveys out to districts, which have already begun their budget-making processes. So schools can give state officials a rough idea at how much their spending might go up. They're also looking at what's happening with other set costs, like teacher healthcare, for example, which we found out last month is probably going to go up by about 12% next year. So that's one cost driver that's already established. The tax projection in this December 1st letter, it hasn't historically been something that's drawn a lot of public interest or scrutiny. But after what happened to property taxes this year, a lot of people are waiting with bated breath to see what might be in store for 2025. And Tax Commissioner Craig Bolio says it'll be an especially important document for school boards as they try to figure out how the local budgets they're going to put to voters on town meeting day are going to impact property taxes.
Districts are working sort of in a vacuum on doing their budgets right now, but because we have a statewide education fund, right, inputs all around the state have an impact on what happens to yields and statewide tax rates.
Bolio says if this letter indicates that we're headed toward another steep increase in property taxes next year, then school boards might start thinking about ways to trim costs so that residents in their districts don't get hit with another double-digit percent increase in property taxes.
If schools don't rein in spending on their own, what can lawmakers and the governor do to bring down costs instead?
They could do a lot of things. Republican Governor Phil Scott has thrown some ideas out during his 8 years in office. Those include imposing a hard cap on staff-to-student ratios. We know that personnel costs account for about 80% of education spending. And the governor says if you have fewer teachers, fewer administrators, then that's a surefire way to reduce budget increases. He's also proposed that school employees pay a greater share of their health care benefits. And during the last session, he suggested getting rid of universal free school meals, which would shave about $25 million a year from the education fund. Democratic lawmakers haven't embraced any of those proposals, and because they've had a supermajority in the legislature, they've been able to go their own way on this, because even when Phil Scott vetoes the bill that sets statewide property tax rates, lawmakers can override him. But Democrats have lost those supermajorities, largely because of a revolt on Election Day over this issue of property taxes. And Senate President Pro Tem Phil Baruth says he's now ready to sort of hand the policy reins over to Phil Scott and let the governor lead the way on serious property tax reform plans.
I am trying my level best to indicate to the governor that I want to work with him on the large scale of things. So not a couple of tweaks here or there, and then we try to get out of the session. Let's address this problem together at the beginning and show people that that's possible.
Baruth told me everything's on the table. That might include top-down mandates that essentially force districts to spend less on education. And it might also include a wholesale change to the way Vermont pays for education.
At the end of the day, we're talking about students in classrooms here. So if elected officials in Montpelier are making those decisions that force schools to start spending less money, what sort of impact does that have on the quality of education that kids are getting in Vermont?
Yeah, you hit on it, Mary. That's the tension in this conversation. If districts felt like they could have headed off these most recent property tax increases by cutting budgets, they would have, right? But they're contending with intense student needs. They're contending with inflation, with skyrocketing healthcare costs, with deteriorating facilities that need hundreds of millions of dollars in upgrades. Sue Siglowski is the head of the Vermont School Boards Association, and she says districts know that property tax obligations are not on a sustainable path, but she says budget increases, like we saw last year, are a symptom of a deeper root problem. And she says cutting spending without addressing that problem is going to create a whole host of new issues.
If the cost drivers are not addressed, we're going to be in a situation where districts are receiving less funds and having the costs increase, and that is only going to hurt students.
So that's the dilemma for elected officials. Voters are telling them they can't afford the cost of education in this state, and they're going to have to figure out a way to cut those costs without undermining an education system that's preparing the next generation to run this state.
That's Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld. Thanks so much, Pete.
Thank you, Mary.
And you can read much more about the property tax issue at vermontpublic.org. And we'll have breaking coverage for you next week when that December 1st letter comes out.